I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. It's a joy once again today to be able to share with you the Word of God. We're going to look today in Luke chapter 16. In that chapter, of course, we find the story about the rich man. And it says in verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And then it goes on to say there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. Now, I'm sure that you've read this before and you know that Lazarus died, the rich man died, and certain things happened in their lives here and after their life on this earth was finished. And we're going to look at some of those things today and one thing in particular, why no one should go to hell. But first, let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. You can go to that website and leave some prayer requests on there. Just click on the box that says prayer requests, and we'll be glad to pray with you and for you and the needs that you have. Also, you'll be able to find a place there where you can request a transcript of this program or other programs of It's a Good Life. And you can also download the transcripts, if you like, from that website. If you need a written transcript, be sure and write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Write to me and I'll send you absolutely free of charge a written transcript, or go to the website, lrwm.org, and you can download a free transcript there. Why no one should go to hell? Well, in Luke chapter 16, once again, we see the rich man died and Lazarus died. And no one should go to hell, first of all, because God does not want anyone to go to hell. In John 3:16, that familiar verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God doesn't want anyone dying and going to hell. In 2 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And that word perish there means to go to hell. He doesn't want anyone going to hell. And then we read on and we see that God gave his Son. He gave his Son, as we've read in John 3:16. He gave his Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide a person to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave his Word. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We read the Word of God, and you know that's the only promise that an unsaved person has, is that when they read the Word of God, that that Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It will touch the person's heart. It will open that person's spiritual mind to the fact that they need Jesus as Savior. The Word is given to keep sinners out of hell. Well, no one should go to hell, and God does not want anyone going there, and neither does Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." Jesus has made a way of escape for us today. He tasted death for us that we wouldn't have to go to hell. His death on the cross proves it. His love for sinners proves it. And in John 15:13, the Bible says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And you know, we stop to think just a moment that he was put to death. And not only did he lay down his life for his friends, he laid down his life for his enemies. He laid down his life for those people who really don't like Jesus. Those people who shake the fist in his face and say, "We don't want you. We don't believe in you." But you know, there's coming a day when they need to believe in him, because if they don't believe in him and trust him to be their Savior, they will go into hell. We see in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. But thank God he rose from the grave that we could have eternal life. Our sins are forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Well, not only does Jesus not want anyone going to hell, but we also see that the Holy Ghost does not want anyone going to hell. In John chapter 16 and verse 8, the Bible tells us there, "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment." That means that when he comes, he's going to let people know about sin. He's going to let people know about righteousness. He's going to let people know about judgment. But I've got news for you. He's here now. He has come, and he is convicting people right now of sin in their hearts. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" What shall we do, in other words, to be saved? After the Holy Spirit spoke to these people's hearts, they asked that question, "What should we do?" And of course, the answer came back, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." What's after death? Comes judgment. What's after judgment? Comes the devil's hell. And you know, the sad part of it is, when a person dies without Jesus, the Bible teaches us that they go immediately into the presence of hell. Well, the Holy Ghost doesn't want anyone going to hell, and neither do the people in heaven want anyone going to hell. In Luke chapter 15, verse 10, it says, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Well, who's there? Who is there rejoicing in the presence of the angels? Well, I would have you know today that no mother in heaven wants anyone going to hell. No father in heaven wants anyone going to hell. No sister or brother or child wants anyone going to hell. These people are in heaven, and they are rejoicing when one person comes to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, not only is there joy in heaven, and not only do people in heaven not want anyone going to hell, but people in hell do not want anyone coming there. Notice with me in Luke chapter 16 and verses 27 and 28. It says, "Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father," this is the rich man speaking, "he said, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house." He wanted Lazarus to go to his father's house. "For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Hell is a real place. But notice, this man did not want anyone else coming to hell. The men in hell are interested in revivals. Men in hell are interested in personal work of soul winners. People in hell are interested in soul winning, and they are interested in missions. We as church people need to do our jobs and go out and tell this lost and dying world that Jesus saves. Not only do people in hell not want anyone coming there, but I want you to know today that hell was not prepared for the human being. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41, it says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Hell was not prepared for any human being. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, a place where it will be everlasting punishment. But I want you to notice a contrast here. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Heaven is prepared for those people who trust Jesus, who ask the Lord to come into their hearts to forgive them of their sins and take them to heaven. And finally, we see that hell is an awful place. Hell is a place of separation. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of suffering. Hell is a place of no hope. If you've listened to this today with an open mind, if you've listened today and let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart, I've spoken to you and God is letting you know that you should not go to hell, that you have a way to stay out of hell today. And that way is the only way, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would pray this prayer today, "Lord Jesus, I know I can't save myself. I'm sorry for my sin. Please come into my heart and save me so I can go to heaven." If you'll pray that prayer and mean it in your heart, the Bible says, "For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons or the children of God." God will save you. Ask him to come into your heart right now. And Christian, let me speak to you just a moment. If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have a responsibility to the Lord Jesus Christ, out of love, to lead others to him. Share with those people today around you the love that God has shown you in saving your soul from a devil's hell, in making it possible for you to go to heaven. Well, I thank you for joining me today, and let me invite you once again to look at our website, lrwm.org. On that website, you'll find some messages there. You'll also find some transcripts of this program. If you'd like one of those transcripts, you can download that on the website. If you would like a written transcript, you can also request that on the website, but you can write me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. It's a joy each day to be able to come to you and bring you this program. It's a good life, and it is a good life serving the Lord, living for the Lord, and doing His will. My heart's desire for you is that you will live a life pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray now for those listening that you would bless them, lift them up, in Jesus' name, amen. Tune in again at this same time next week, and I'll be waiting and ready and joyfully looking forward to you being with me. May the Lord bless you is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.